You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're back again in our study here in Timothy. First Timothy, and I thank you for tuning into God's frequency today, and that we're going to hear a word from God today, and I'll tell you what, it's not going to be a popular one, but it is what it is. Let God be true and every man a liar. Lord God, we pray for your word here now today. Speak to us through your word. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. We come to you with open hearts, open ears here today. Help us to understand the text we're going to look at here today. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 2. We've just looked at there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Now, new subject is called men and women in the church. It's misunderstood. It's probably misunderstood by me, because this very well, in some ways, could be a cultural. See, now I'm hemming and hawing because we're about to come to the place in the Bible where Paul commands women to be silent and not to talk. And that's caused people to hem and haw and try to make the word say something other than what it means for 2,000 years. And I want to be careful not to do that. I want to let the word speak for itself. And I'll make the comment here as we go along. Now, next subject. Verse 8. He says, I desire, therefore, and I remember, this is a pastoral letter. This is like the bishop here writing to the pastor. Paul's writing to his protege, Timothy, who is now the pastor at Ephesus. So this is a letter he's getting from his boss on how to be a better pastor, on how to pastor these people better, and on what he expects him to do as the pastor here to follow his commands. And these are the commands the Apostle Paul gives Pastor Timothy. Verse 8, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Wow, let's start right there. Other than my charismatic brothers out there, and God bless them, I salute them for this. They seem to be the only ones that want to do this anymore, and that is be obedient to the word. Lift up holy hands while you're praying and worshiping. Actually, it says pray here, lifting up holy hands, but that's lost on us here today. And with worship as well, it seems some people do. And I think that you ought to get excited. I think we'll move on. No, we won't move on. I'll give you my opinion. Aren't you grateful for your salvation? What's it worth to you? Will you shout at a football game? Will you shout when your favorite team has a home run? Well, aren't you grateful when your favorite team has a home run, scores a touchdown, scores a goal, whatever the case may be? People want to get up and shout for that. But when it comes to worshiping God, people are they're like, mouse, church mouse, sit on their hands and don't utter a peep. And I don't understand that. Aren't you grateful for your salvation? It's okay to say amen once in a while. It's okay. As a matter of fact, it's okay to say amen all the time. If you come to my, I'll give you the address to my church, and you can come in and you can say amen all you want, because that's encouraging to us pastors. Lift up holy hands when you're praying. Why? Paul's instructing the pastor, this is the way people are supposed to do it. I desire, therefore, that men pray everywhere. First thing that he says. Then he says, lifting up holy hands. Then he says, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing. Certainly, this, no doubt, is a cultural issue. It's like the old saying, you know, well, I guess you had to be there when you say a joke and no one laughs. This is what this is here. This is a cultural issue. This is not a command for all women everywhere, but something was going on there in this city that you had to be there. Sometimes I understand that women with short hair was certain method was maybe prostitutes or something. That's why he commanded the women to have long hair or certain things, because of the image of the culture at that time, that Paul wanted to make a distinction that the women and the people there at the church wouldn't be confused for something or someone else. So sometimes these things are cultural, as this is right here. He says, in like manner also, the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Now, the next thing is a command, and it's not based on something that was going on at Corinth or at Ephesus or somewhere else, and I'm going to explain to you why here coming up. Next thing. He says, let a woman learn in silence with all submission. And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. All right, first of all, first comment. The Greek word for woman and wife is exactly the same word. So you have to, well, how do you tell the difference? Well, you have to use the context to tell the difference. So perhaps here, he meant wife by this. Very well could have. You know, the Greek word is gunaika. G-U-N-A-I-K-A. Can mean wife, and it can mean woman. Sometimes, like in Revelation chapter 2, where it says that woman Jezebel, in my Greek text, it's that woman of yours, which makes that word wife. When Jesus says that you tolerate your wife, Jezebel, who teaches my children to commit sexual immorality. See, it's the same word, and they don't know how to translate it. But since the personal pronoun is there, that woman of yours, it makes you translate the word wife. Now, here, it's translated as woman, but it could be wife, which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman or let a wife learn in silence with all submission. Submission to who? Submission to her husband, the way God organized the family to be. Now, he says, let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or have authority over a man. Or again, maybe you could say, I do not permit a wife to teach and have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Now, look at who the Apostle Paul appeals to in order to justify what he just says. Look at the first two words here in verse 13. The first two words are for Adam. You see, Paul is not going to appear He's not going to appeal to the culture to prove his point. He's going all the way back to the beginning. He's going back to Adam. He's gone back to Adam and Eve to prove what he's saying here, not to the culture at Ephesus or some other city. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, not Eve. Important for you to see that he is saying that this goes all the way back to the beginning, not because of a cultural issue in one of these cities, like Corinth, where there was a lot of problem there and temple worship and temple prostitutes. Not here. Here he's appealing all the way back to the garden to prove his point that it's been this way or should have been this way since then. For Adam was formed first and then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. Okay, now what in the world does he mean by that? What a difficult saying that is. Let's bring in John MacArthur to help understand that. He says, quote, Paul is not advocating that women are eternally saved from sin through childbearing or that they maintain their salvation by having babies, both of which would be clear contradictions of the New Testament teaching that salvation is by grace alone through faith alone. Paul is teaching that even though a woman bears the stigma of being the initial instrument who led the race into sin, it is women through childbearing who may be preserved or freed from that stigma by raising a generation of godly children through childbearing. Because mothers have a unique bond and intimacy with their children and spend far more time with them than do fathers, they have a far greater influence in their lives and thus a unique responsibility and opportunity for rearing godly children. While a woman may have led the human race into sin, women have the privilege of leading many out of sin to godliness. And that's a good explanation of that there. And we'll wrap it up there here for today. Once again, I thank you for joining us here today to WGOD Radio. For more on this info, these podcasts are available by going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. The website, which I don't mention very often, is WGODradio.com. There's a link on there to listen to prior broadcasts, and you can hear some 8 or 10 years worth of programs on there. Here locally at Island Community Church, we're in Chapter 8 of the Gospel of Matthew. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. The Lord Jesus is going to start healing many people here this week. We're done with the Sermon on the Mount. We'll be in Chapter 8 this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. We'd love to see you. You also, Wednesdays at the church, we are in the book of Romans. We'll be starting Chapter 2 here next Wednesday. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all